The message is simple and direct. The message is for those who accept it and for those who reject it. The kingdom of God has come near to you. Jesus sends his disciples out, first the 12, and then 70 more, all to proclaim this message. He sends them out like lambs into the midst of wolves to proclaim that the kingdom of God has come near. Jesus has commissioned his disciples to be bearers of the gospel. Did you know that the Greek word that is translated into gospel literally means something like beautiful, good message? Euangelion, from which we get the words evangelist and evangelism. If we're to take up this commission and spread the beautiful good message, we will become evangelists. Maybe evangelizers would be a little more comfortable. I do hope that we've gotten beyond the point where we think of evangelism as an unmentionable activity, referring to the sharing of the gospel as the E word, as I have heard some do. Perhaps if there is still a residual reluctance to embrace the mission of sharing the beautiful good message, we should unpack what we're talking about, become a little more comfortable with it, perhaps. So what does Jesus mean when he tells us to say to all and sundry that the kingdom of God has drawn near? I'd like to break down that good news into a couple of parts and then end up by connecting it to Holy Trinity's mission statement. Some of you may know that. It is to love with the heart of Christ, think with the mind of Christ, and to act in the world as the body of Christ. So let's think about the kingdom of God. I have a friend who works with clergy of all different denominations and from all over the region, who talks about the kingdom of God by asking this question: what is God up to in the world, right here and right now? What I hear in that question is the very present reality of God. Not a far-off day when God comes to set everything right, although we do live in the hope of that final completion of kingdom come. I think of the first appearance of Jesus after his baptism and that subsequent sojourn in the wilderness when he was tempted by Satan. And Jesus comes home to Nazareth and reads the scroll of scripture in the synagogue, turning to the words of the prophet Isaiah. And Jesus reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captive, to the recovery of sight to the blind, and to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Jesus rolls up the scroll and says, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." I think that means that the kingdom of God happens wherever Jesus is. The kingdom of God happens wherever and whenever the poor receive the good news that they are the beloved children of God. The kingdom of God happens whenever those who are held captive, physically, emotionally, or spiritually, behold the power of the Word made flesh for their sakes. The kingdom of God happens when the scales fall from the eyes of those who have persecuted the beloved children of God and set free those whom they have oppressed. The kingdom of God happens whenever and wherever the baptized step into the midst of wolves and proclaim the beautiful good message that salvation has been established for all who will take it And what does it mean to say that this kingdom of God has drawn near? How has it drawn near? Again, I turn to that first proclamation of Jesus. The scripture was fulfilled that day because Jesus was there in the midst of the human family. The presence of Jesus, the Word made flesh, God with us, brings the kingdom of God near. And wherever Jesus goes, the kingdom goes, with all the signs of the kingdom that we've just described: freedom, mercy, justice, kindness, health, wholeness. In a word, salvation. These things are the message that we are sent to proclaim, and to more than proclaim. We're sent to enact that proclamation, to make it real in the places into which we take the beautiful good message. We're sent to bring Jesus Christ into those places and among those persons that we meet along the way. And before we can proclaim Jesus, we must meet Jesus. I don't know about you, but that's why I'm here today at St. Paul's. I'm here to meet Jesus, who is present in the body and the blood, the bread and the cup that we will share. I love sending forth our Eucharistic visitors, in which we fill up a communion kit that is taken to someone who can't be with us. That Eucharistic visitor literally takes Jesus with them to a person who is one of us who cannot be here. We who are many are one body because we all share one bread, one cup. These are the words we say as we send that Eucharistic visitor. We share one bread, one cup, and we literally take the presence of Jesus into our bodies, where he becomes a part of us. Have you ever thought of it that way? When you take that sip of the blood of Jesus, his blood enters our blood and flows into our hearts. His body enters our bodies and nourishes our brains and our muscles and our bones and our ligaments. And that brings us back to that mission statement. We are able to love with the heart of Christ because Christ is in our hearts. We're able to think with the mind of Christ because Christ is in our brains. And we're able to act in the world as the body of Christ because Christ lives in us, in our bodies. The kingdom of God has drawn near to us in the presence of Christ in this sacred meal that we are about to share. And the kingdom of God will draw near to those whom we meet because we have literally taken that presence with us when we leave through those doors. How cool is that? This morning at the 10:30 service, I gave a children's message. And I taught the children a simple body prayer to try at home this week. I'm going to ask you all to do the same. Try this at home. In the morning, when you're looking at yourself in the mirror as you brush your teeth or wash your face, just stand there and say, "Lord Jesus, you're in my heart. Lord Jesus, you're in my mind. Lord Jesus, you are in these hands. Lord Jesus, I want to bring the kingdom near to someone today." Would you practice that with me right now? Lord Jesus, you're in my heart. You can repeat after me.
Yeah.
Call and response. We'll try it. We'll start over. Lord Jesus, you're in my heart.
Lord Jesus, you're in my mind.
Lord Jesus, you're in these hands.
Lord Jesus,
I want to bring your kingdom near to someone today because you live in me. Amen. So try it out at home. Pray this prayer each day this week and see what happens. And watch the kingdom of God happen all around you because Christ lives in you.